This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is Free Talk Live, Live Sunday edition. You may take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number we will give to you here in a little bit. And also our Skype username as well. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Mark, we got some video to play here tonight. Of course, it's a radio show, so you won't actually be able to see said video. We do have a live stream, a webcam, by the way, which I should probably turn on. But that only shows you in our studio, so even those of you on the live stream, you'll only get to see us. Here you won't get to actually see the video, and that's okay, because there's really nothing of interest that happens.
It's the people crowded around. It's the audio that's important here, and but I think I should set the stage. And what this is apparently some students that yell at a that are yelling at a college master. I assume that's a dean of
it's a creepy name.
Well, it's an old college. It's Silman, which is.
I thought this was Yale.
I get the impression that they were at both of these, and that the video is of the Silman guy.
Okay. Oh, so it's like Yale students who are protesting at this
other
place?
I think they're highly associated schools. So, like,
okay, it says Yale University in this
Yale
story here.
Yale has colleges that are within it.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
And I think that that's what's going on here.
Okay, got it.
So students here are demanding that the Yale University fire two administrators who failed to speak out against offensive Halloween costumes. This is just one of the grievances of activist students, many of them here are, I guess, people of color, and because the Halloween costumes have to do with cultural appropriation.
Didn't we talk about this the other week on the show?
We did. We talked about, my culture is not a costume was the campaign.
And this is part of that, you think?
It's part of that.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's this greater conversation about cultural appropriation, and we have to define what a cultural appropriation is for normal folks, because they don't think about it at all, because it's nonsense. Cultural appropriation is when you, whatever your culture might be, you do, wear, act like anything your culture isn't. So somebody assigns you a culture from somewhere. I've got an English last name. I was adopted, but let's just say that I've got an English last name. So if I perhaps decided that I wanted to start wearing wooden shoes with little points in the front, that would be a cultural appropriation from my Dutch friends, and I shouldn't do it. It's just wrong for me to appropriate this Dutch behavior.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it's stupid.
Because, I mean, look at American culture, if you want to use that term, has been appropriated from all around the globe. Even words in the English language are international. There are some words that are, you know, foreign language words that are part of English.
Your logic is offending me. Right, like this is what it comes down to.
Is logic a trigger?
I'm triggered by your rationality. This is one of the real problems here. Is that when you have conversations like this, you're talking to people about their feelings, not about what they think, because they don't want to spend any time thinking. If you have a rational conversation like this, that look, cultures appropriating each other all the time. This is how things evolve, or whatever. Then you know the next thing you're going to hear is, well, how is somebody from whatever culture going to feel if they see you doing such and such? And it's absolutely ridiculous.
I think it's ridiculous because it presumes that just because someone is from a certain place,
they're not from a certain place,
or has relatives who are from a certain place,
right,
or is a certain color of skin, that they happen to have the same, that they share a culture. And I addressed this the other night on the air. I just you know, I think that there are different cultures, and then there are subcultures within and without those different cultures. Right. I mean, just because somebody's from Great Britain doesn't mean that they are, you know, that doesn't mean they talk with a Cockney accent.
Right.
It doesn't mean that they talk with the upper crust accent or what the hell you call that.
Plummy.
Plummy?
Plummy.
Interesting. I never heard that word before. You know, so there's different cultures even within just that one little island, you know? So, I mean, I just think this whole idea is almost, it's not racist. It's like cultural. What do you call that? I mean, what is it where?
Ethnocentric.
Okay, there you go.
There's, okay, so, like, I know at one point, I'm not claiming to know everything about Japanese culture, right? But I know at one point it was cool to dress like the 50s, you know, greasers in Japan. So Japanese people, males, were slicking their hair and wearing leather jackets. Now, leather jackets, as far as I'm concerned, anybody should be able to wear a leather jacket. That's just cool, if that's what they wish to do. And but, you know, these guys were like, I'm, you know, they're appropriating the 1950s American style. Who, listening to me, finds this offensive?
The 1950s American style or the appropriation of it?
The appropriation of it by Japanese people. And I would say the only people that I can imagine finding this offensive are people that already hate Japanese people. Right? Like, you already have to dislike Japanese people to be upset that Japanese people might be wearing 1950s clothes. And I would think that this is a very small percentage of the population. I used to work for a guy who fought in World War II, and, you know, like, he was never going to like Japanese people. They killed too many of his friends. However, you know, he died, sadly, about a decade ago, and you know, God bless him, he's gone now, and I think that this mostly is just gone. All that stuff's gone. So, no, it's not offensive if Japanese people wear 1950s clothing, nor is it offensive if, you know, somebody wears some clothing that, you know, they may not be in some way ethnically related to. It's just ridiculous.
Unless you're somebody who's constantly looking for a reason to be offended, then all kinds of things can be offensive. 855-453, that's our toll-free number. Hold that thought, Mark. I want to get some folks on here. 855-450-3733, or at the very least, get Sean on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there, Sean.
Hey guys, how's it going?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Trigger warning for anyone out there. It's in my view, is pretty much only, it seems to be only white or Europeans that can appropriate or they get called out for appropriating and that people are upset with. And it's, again, a small minority of people that are even upset. But with the MTV group and I guess the people behind that and a lot of different blogs I've come across, white people can't take anything from any other culture or land, but other groups pretty much can do anything they want, whether it's, you know, rap people putting electronic music into their music. And, you know, that came from, you know, other groups made that, whatever. I mean, I hate to even... You know,
right, it's dumb. It's, you know, like, white people made this music. Black people made the music that the white people took the music from. Like, this is a silly conversation, isn't it?
It really
is. Can't we all just be people? I mean, can't we all just be human beings?
Right. I wonder how Run DMC thinks about white kids having bought their albums. I imagine they're thrilled.
Yeah, Run DMC was on stage with Aerosmith back in the day, and they both seemed fine to get along with one
right.
another.
Right, this is just... baby talk. This is just people crying about something.
Right, and it's really absurd. And like the thing up in Washington State recently where they were having only color people can come. They use that term, you know, only people of color can come to this yoga class or whatever. And
right.
I've come across a blog as I was reading up on white people with dreadlocks and, you know, these some of these, you know, people of color, African Americans, whatever, were, you know, offended by white people taking their thing, and it represents their struggle, et cetera, et cetera. But these people are ignorant, not even knowing that the original dreadlocks came from the Hebrews. So, you know, it's just all over
the Hebrews probably got it from somebody else. The Hebrews just happened to write things down. I mean,
Sean, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, I don't know if his accurate, if his observations are entirely accurate, but those are his observations, so he's entitled to them.
Yeah, I just think that this is unnecessarily divisive. This is taking a I don't want to use the term hate, but let's say an upset that somebody has with you know, some group that they've decided exists in their mind, and probably exists in a lot of other people's minds, and then saying, you know, those people are bad and wrong, so how can we get them? That's what it seems to be about.
And there's audio that we have yet to play. I want to get some more of the background on the story, yep. Exactly what's going on. It's some sort of college administrator being yelled at by a college student over all this. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. Plenty of time. If you want to join us, you can bring up anything you like. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got a discussion going on here about cultural appropriation. Was that the terms that that you used, Mark?
Yeah, that's the term.
First time I've heard that.
I didn't make it up. I wish I had.
Apparently, some people are still upset. Now, here we are, a good solid week past Halloween. Some people are still upset about costume policies or something at a college. There was some kind of conflict on Yale campus between an administrator and a crowd of students, one particularly noisy one. I don't know how many of them were on her side or whatever, but
it seemed like everybody in the crowd.
It seemed like quite a few of them were on her side. She starts yelling at this administrator. There's a few F-bombs in there. We bleeped that. We'll play this for you here in a moment. And this is about some kind of policy letter that he sent out. Do we have detail on that from Reason.com?
Yeah, from Reason.com, this is the guy. I guess his wife is in a childhood educator, so it's a family of teachers. And well, let me read here from the start just to make it clear. So on Thursday, students surrounded Yale College Dean Jonathan Holloway, who happens to be black, in an outdoor space and chided him for failing to take action against a fraternity that had allegedly prevented black women from attending its party. Now, remember, we've just talked about a university that was making it where some students had yoga classes that were only for people of color. Right? So it is apparently acceptable to exclude, for whatever reason you want to exclude white students from your yoga class. It is not acceptable to exclude black students from your party. Okay. Now, I don't think you should be excluding anyone based on the color of their skin. I think that's dumb.
They say this guy's black?
The dean is, yes.
Okay. Well, whoever the guy is in the video is not black.
Right. This is another guy. So okay. This isn't. There's two situations here.
Okay.
So
I'm sorry.
They're laying the groundwork for the first one, and it's worth mentioning that these same students who are largely a group of color here, and this is all about color, right? Like I wish that the world didn't talk about color, but apparently they want to do that. So okay, if we're going to talk about color, let's talk about it in a rational way. Turns out some people have more melanin in their skin than other people have. Turns out some people have more caucogen or caucotin in their skin than other people have. And, oh, I guess that's our conversation on race. I wish that's where it stopped, but it isn't.
Okay.
So going on here, in an outdoor space, they chided him for failing to take action against a fraternity that allegedly prevented black women from attending its party. It's, by the way, not at all clear that this allegation is true, according to the Daily Beast. Hmm. However, Holloway, after giving Holloway his comeuppance, they moved on to Nicholas Christakis.
Okay, so this video isn't, it's not in full, it's not the full view of what actually happened, because there is a black gentleman standing next to the guy they're reading out in the video. So it all happened at the same time, but the video is only about a minute long.
That's correct.
Okay.
And he's the master of Silliman College, and what was Christakis' crime? His wife, an early childhood educator, had responded to a campus-wide email about offensive Halloween costumes by opining that it was inappropriate for the college to tell students how to dress. This is according to the Washington Post. Her quote here is, "Whose business is it to control the forms of costumes of young people? It's not mine, I know that," wrote Erica Christakis, an early childhood educator and wife of Nicholas Christakis, the Silliman College master. Both later took on social media to defend the email incensing students by tying it to.
Do you need me to pick this up?
I'm sorry that my glasses are a little dirty.
I can take care of it.
Tying it to debates about free speech and trigger warnings. At a Wednesday night forum hosted by the Afro-American Cultural Center, Erica Christakis sought to leave the meeting during a discussion of her email, further provoking student anger. Students grew distressed, with one shouting at Nicholas Christakis to be quiet and questioning that he took the position he took at the university.
So I thought that colleges were supposed to be bastions of free speech.
You'd think.
That's, I never really went to a real college. I went to a community college in Florida, and, we didn't have any issues there like this. I don't think anybody was spent long enough on the campus to really even get to know one another. It's community college. But, my understanding was that you're supposed to go to these colleges to be able to express yourself. And really, these college students want restrictions on what you can wear for Halloween or any other time of the year. That's what they're advocating here, is not allowing people to express themselves, basically, because they're offended by it.
That seems to be it. I mean, I think that there are such things as offensive Halloween costumes.
Sure. Chris Cantwell was a dead cop last year. I mean, that's pretty offensive.
It's pretty offensive.
It was a pretty good costume. I mean, he did a really good job with it.
But there are, for instance, well, I mean, Halloween zombies are okay. For whatever reason, a zombie cop is not acceptable, right?
Well, I don't know if it was a zombie cop, but it was definitely a dead cop. You could argue that it was a zombie cop.
Dead people don't move around.
True.
So he would therefore be undead.
Yeah.
If you went, say, as you dressed as an Indian and then carried a liquor bottle, like, that might be an offensive thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's whatever cultural commentary you wish to make. It's going to be unacceptable to a lot of people. But I suppose if you want to dress like a jerk on Halloween, that's what you can do.
Yeah, and certainly with free speech, I think the best way to handle speech you don't like is to either ignore it, or if it can't be ignored for some reason, then to speak out. And ultimately, that is what these students are doing. They are speaking out. What they're advocating, however, is a restriction, essentially, on freedom of speech or freedom of expression, because wearing a costume is your freedom to express yourself. Yet they're using their market, as you'll hear in the video, she threatens that people will leave the school if they continue on with this policy. So
some people will leave the school. Other people will take their place. Yeah. Yale doesn't have a problem with students attending.
That's true. But she is trying to wield whatever force of the marketplace that she possibly can, and that's certainly within her purview to do. But, of course, as you point out, Mark, it's probably not going to sink Yale if people are upset about the costume.
It's also not as powerful if you're saying that some people will leave, not I will leave, and, my friend.
That's true. She didn't specify that she herself would take any action about this.
Because it's pretty powerful to be able to claim that you're a Yale grad.
I guess. I don't really care.
You don't care, but would you agree that it is a powerful thing?
It's supposed to be a big deal, I guess.
Well, there's an old joke what's the joke? A vegetarian, an atheist, and a Harvard graduate walked into a bar. Nobody asked them, but within 3 minutes, they all told us. And so that's the idea. Have you never heard that joke?
No, that's funny, though. Let's go to Tim in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Tim.
Hey, hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, you guys are talking about the what I told your screener basically was what I understand you're saying is the politically incorrect, or the politically correct, rather, in quotation marks, army is basically trying to overrun those of us who think for ourselves. They're trying to tell us how to think and how to do and how to be.
I want you to have time to express yourself. Stand by, Tim. We're going to bring you back. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join the discussion here, this is at its core a freedom of speech issue. And speech is the appropriate response to speech, not banning speech. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But we'll play the audio here of this girl shouting at this college administrator in moments.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax.
Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. You can join us. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. As we go shortly here to more of your calls and thoughts on the issue of insane political correctness. It just keeps getting worse. In this case, college campuses, one in specific, I forget what Stillman College was it?
Stillman.
On the Yale group of colleges. Apparently there's more than one college in Yale. Anyway, there's a policy that says, hey, you shouldn't be restricted in what Halloween costume you wear. And that's upsetting people now. They want to restrict your freedom of expression. Some of these students do. We'll continue with that discussion. Your comments are welcome. Also, if you get online, you should be protecting yourself with ProXPN. It's a virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data before it reaches your internet service provider. ProXPN, you can get it for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's even Linux support as well. So go to ProXPN.com, use code FTL50, and you'll get 50% off the monthly price if you get the annual account, and that's good for the lifetime of your account could be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. And we should also talk about the Starbucks offense. There's people who are upset about Starbucks' Christmas cup or their holiday cup. We'll get into that when we get the chance. But it's cheaper than a cup of coffee to get internet privacy from ProXPN. They don't keep logs of your activities whatsoever. So go to ProXPN.com and get started there. Use code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. And 50 as in 50% off. Take back the privacy that is your right. As we go back to Tim in Wyoming, barely had a chance to get a few words out there a moment ago. Go ahead, Tim, with your thoughts.
Yeah, you were talking about the politically correct army, basically the mind controlled zombies who've made their way through the socialist training camps, which is what I call the public school system. essentially, these people—I mean, that's what they are. I mean, if you call them anything other than socialist training camps, you're actually saying that what they're doing is not a good job, because they take the children in California. They do this thing called First Five California. Of course, I'm in Wyoming, but excuse me. They do a thing called First Five California, which means they take the children essentially from birth to 5 years old, and they want to run the children's lives. They want to make them be good government. Well, I mean, in essence, they actually physically, abduct the children, so to speak, from the parents.
No, they just offer free babysitting services.
Well, that too. I mean, they offer the subsidized babysitting services as well. I mean, free, subsidized, however you want to say it. It's still on somebody else's dime. It's out of somebody else's pocket. But
yes.
the fact of the matter is that they want to have, and I'm not just saying this in relation to California. I called a couple nights ago. I remember I said in relation to probably 10 times. I'm sorry, but
everybody's got filler words. It could be worse.
I felt kind of dumb afterwards. I listened to the replay of the show, and I said, "Oh my God, I sounded like a moron." Well,
it's good to It's always good to play back one's appearance on media, so you know what to do better the next time. And don't feel bad about it.
I just about passed out the first time I was on the radio.
That's the way I'm thinking of it too. I didn't even want to tell anybody I'd ever called in and said anything because I found it so foolish. But anyway, getting back to the subject at hand, the politically correct attack, essentially. When they're saying now the first five thing, and I mean, they do this in other states too. They call it a different name, but essentially it's the same idea. They're taking from birth to all the way through university level, and they want the children, they want everyone to be a good government slave. That's why I say the socialist training camps, STCs, is what I call them in my text messages to friends of mine who are in California, unfortunately, but that's what I call them, STCs. Mm-hmm. I say the socialist training camps train people to be nothing but a bot, a robot in control, or as controlled by the computer that the government says they have to follow. They have to follow this program. You have to do this. You have to say this. You have to act this way. Wear these clothes, and whatever we say is okay because you're
it's
a slave.
True.
To some extent, that's what people want from government schools. And I call them government indoctrination centers. Is enough people want people to be homogenized, to have one homogenous sort of beliefs, and I can assure you that our beliefs, which are generally, say, anti-government, are not those beliefs.
Right. I understand that. I mean, you're saying anti-government, but I mean proper government. Anti-proper government is not where I am. I'm all for a moral government, which is defined by the freedoms of the people. The freedoms of the people that they have to understand that they have and always have had, and the government cannot take them away. You have the right to think for yourself. You have the right to breathe in and out. You have the right to speak out on your own behalf. You can protect your children. You can protect yourself. You can protect your livelihood. And when the government says you cannot do any of those things, then that is an oppressive and dictatorial government. And that's what we have today.
Tim, good call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. And I think you're right on about the government schools. They are definitely designed to crank out a drone. You use the term slave. Yeah, I mean, these are worker drones, basically. They're not supposed to think for themselves. They're not supposed to question the status quo. They're just supposed to get out there, get into the, you know, corporate world, get a job, and then crank away at that that career for the rest of their lives until they turn 65, when they can retire and collect their government insurance check or their government Social Security or whatever.
You know, I think it's fine to work a corporate job, but I think that you've got to, if you're never taught to think for yourself, you're taught what to think, not how to think, over and over again, you're never really going to step out. So often when I deal with people, I live in New Hampshire. When we moved here for the Free State Project, most of the people I deal with are free thinkers. They've broken free from this model of thinking that we're indoctrinated with. And when I deal with these normal folks, they don't want to talk rationally. They don't want to have a conversation. Even if you can back them into the corner, they may say, well, you may be right, but we have to do it this way. And
that's the way it's always been.
We'll have to do it the wrong way, even though you've just talked about the right way.
Well, it's always been that way, so we have to keep doing it that way.
Right.
Because that's the way it's always been.
All it says is that you're a coward. And you can't break free.
Well, yes, most people are cowardly. And the system that Tim was talking about does encourage that cowardice. They don't teach risk-taking. There's not risk-taking 101 at the government school. They teach you the safe road. They say, okay, kids, the safe road is you graduate from high school, because graduation is very important. You've got to graduate.
As if you've ever proven to anyone that you've graduated from high school.
And then
maybe the community college I went to, and that might have been it.
And then you've got to go to college, because that's what everyone who's successful does. You'll make $1 million more over the lifetime if you go to college.
Right. And of course, you'll be in debt $1 million more, too.
That's the part they don't tell you.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they're telling you the supposed safe road, but in fact, they're telling you a road. They're instructing you to go get lost. I mean, basically, you're losing yourself among the collective, if you will.
The collective that supports this crap. Somebody doesn't go out and get what essentially amounts to a mortgage, when you pay for these colleges, you're taking out essentially
a mortgage that you can't live in.
Because it's not about learning. You can go get MIT's coursework online for free.
Yeah, that's true.
The many colleges are offering their coursework for free, and you can study anything you want on the internet. This isn't about learning. This is about a piece of paper, or a sheepskin, if that's what you want to call it. It's about a sheepskin. And you can frankly buy those online, too.
They put college diplomas on sheepskin?
I think they might have at one point. I doubt very seriously that it's called a degree. A diploma is what you got from high school.
I don't know, man. Whatever. It's all paper to me.
It's just paper.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Your degree doesn't mean squat to me. And I got more respect for somebody who learned on the streets. Learned the hard way. 855-450-3733. You can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. If you do the Skype thing, you're going to sound better than you would if you call on the phone. And so I recommend taking the time to go and grab the Skype app for iPhone or for Android and install it. And give it a shot. It'll upgrade the quality of your call. As long as you got good data, if you got a good signal, you'll be good on Skype. So join us here in this conversation. We still have to play the audio. It's only about a minute long of this college administrator being just yelled at by this student. Here in moments, that's coming up on Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program here. Talking about your freedom to express yourself on a college campus, there are some people who would, on one hand, purportedly support free speech, you'd think, who actually aren't. They are advocating for restrictions on costumes on college campus. And I guess on one of the Yale campuses, there's a policy that, hey, you know, we're not going to restrict the students. They can wear whatever costumes they want. And so this has engendered anger and hostility and yelling. We've got a short clip, about a minute long, of one college student just haranguing at the top of her lungs this administrator over this policy. We'll get into that here in a moment, and also want to invite you to our website, which is brand new. It's been redesigned for 2015. It looks great. You can go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. And if you want to save some big money on Amazon, just go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. And you can save 20%, 30%, 40%. One of our listeners sent a message saying they saved 45% on Amazon the other day because of saveatpurse.com. Now, the catch is you have to pay with Bitcoin to get these huge savings. It works, and it works well. Go to saveatpurse.com. You're going to do some holiday shopping? Why not save 20%? on all of your purchases.
Right. Imagine how either A, you save 20%, or B,
you
buy 20% more gifts. And essentially, the trick is that you have to use Bitcoin. I think this is the reason that people are going to switch to Bitcoin, because if you can buy things at a 20 to 30% discount, because I don't think we're getting at my house much less than 30 on things that we can wait on.
Yeah, if you're patient, you get a higher discount.
And Christmas gifts are these sort of things that you can easily wait on.
Yeah, because 2 months here at this point. Nothing ahead.
Plenty of time.
All right, so saveatpurse.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Bill is listening in Illinois to WRMN. Hey, Bill.
Hey, good evening, guys. Hey. I want to digress just a little bit. We're talking about, you call it, said, mind controls, drones. You know, you think about how the military has co-opted our sporting events with the whole military pageantry. You know, I go to a sporting event to watch a football game, to watch a baseball game. I don't go there to see a whole bunch of military parades. It's almost like to force patriotism. Mm-hmm. And it really bothers me, you know, even in baseball games. Now the seventh inning stretches, God bless America. And nobody's supposed to question that. And they tell you in the propaganda, the troops are fighting for our freedom.
Attacking you obviously hate freedom, Bill.
Well, I don't see how attacking Libya and attacking Iraq is not, it's not affecting my freedom.
No, in fact, objectively. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was going to say, objectively, you can look at the freedom listings. They've got rankings that different organizations come out with. We just talked about the Cato Institute one recently that ranked the United States at like 16th place in the world in freedom. The U.S. has been dropping on the freedom rankings over the last decade or so. And, you know, so clearly the wars do not increase freedom in the United States. If anything, you could argue that they decrease it.
Yeah, and then also what bothers me is you always hear these tag days, you know, spend money, support the troops to get them retrained. And I thought that was the reason why they joined the Army, with many of them, was to be able to get education. But comes to find out, because the military is pulling a game on them, that none of them ever qualify to get their legs blown off and don't even qualify to get the education. They don't even qualify to get the loans to buy the house. So really, the military is really just pulling the wool over everybody's eyes. But nobody will question it or say anything against it, because if you do, then you're against the troops.
Guys. Left and right. Yeah, I mean, you're right. The people they promise these...
That's why they kill themselves. A couple dozen of them a day.
That's
kill
one
themselves.
Reason why. But, you know, they promise them this education, and then they set the bar so high that you can't qualify for it. They promise them a lifetime of medical care, but the medical care is sub-quality, and you have to wait forever to get seen, and the doctors are a lot of them are incompetent. I mean, it's just terrible how they treat these people.
When I hear you guys talking about political correctness, see, that's a little problem I have. You know, for 500 years, white America has stereotyped every facet of African Americans' life in this country and have spoon-fed their children a whole bunch of racist imagery. And then to this day, some of these little white kids that be on these colleges have never been around black people, but yet they want to walk around with all kind of racist imagery that they have been spoon-fed and then hide behind political correctness. It's just evilness. You know, there's no reason to be walking around trying to offend anyone. Excuse me?
What's the imagery? I just need a clearer picture.
Oh, just any type of imagery. You know, the watermelon, the chicken. You don't know. You know, let's don't play games. We know all the little imagery, all the pictures, all the different cartoons, all the stuff for over hundreds and hundreds of years. Y'all have spoon-fed your children all this racial hatred. To this day, that you listen or you go on the internet and you see all the stuff with white children write about black people that they have never even been around, but they've been fed this crap. And then on here on a college campus, they walk around with this same old racist image and know nothing about the people that they're around.
Does that happen on college campuses? I mean, I don't
know. Yeah, that's what you're talking about. You're talking about Yale. That's what they did. That's the whole, you're just not really saying it, but that's the whole thing. The costumes are just racist costumes. The just racist imagery.
Well, I pointed out that there are certainly such things as a racist costume.
But you would agree that, that people should be free to have those costumes, right? Like that there shouldn't be a prohibition on them, that, you know, the best way to respond
Wear whatever you want, but then suffer the consequences to what happens. But the thing of it is that all this type of stuff is why you have police officers that will shoot unarmed people down. And, you know, back in the old West, a sheriff couldn't shoot an unarmed person for a misdemeanor. But here in America, in the 21st century, police officers can shoot an unarmed person down that doesn't even have a weapon for a misdemeanor. And the reason that is because all the racist hatred and racist imagery that's been.
I don't think that's because of racism is why the police are shooting people. Because police,
it's in the culture.
Police will shoot anybody. I mean, they shoot all kinds of people.
But believe me, it's a target on African Americans.
I believe there are definitely some racist cops, but I think what it is it's a power issue. And there was actually, I think, was it the sister of the gentleman, Michael Brown in Ferguson, who was being interviewed about this, and she pointed out this isn't about race, really. It's about power that the police have over people.
I don't want to hear nothing about those cowards, what they say. You let the police shoot your loved one down, and then none of you respond because you're all sitting around waiting for a check. I don't have no respect for that. That Tamir Rice, his parents, whoever his people are, his uncles, his cousins, when the cops just pulled up there and shot that baby like that, and none of them have did anything about it, it'd be some dead cops if that was my job.
Bill, thanks for the call tonight. I don't think violence is the solution, but I understand the frustration. Thank you for the call. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tamir Rice was the case of the 12-year-old who was in a park in Ohio.
He had a toy gun.
He had a BB gun or water pistol or something like that. And he had it in his allegedly had it in the belt of his pants. And the police rolled up, piled out of the cruiser and shot him to death. I mean, they didn't even...
Quickly.
Yeah, they did, they got out of the door and shot him to death. They didn't give him a chance. They couldn't have even said, put it down or anything like that. It was just so short between when they arrived and pulled the trigger. So, I mean, I can understand why people are upset. And the police, the one thing I disagree there, one of the things I disagree with the gentleman on is that it's not about race. Isn't the reason why, it's not racism, I don't think, is the reason why you see police shootings and killings. Meanwhile, maybe some of them are motivated by that. There's no doubt that there are some racist cops. I'll give you that. But overall, we're talking about a power issue. These cops know they have power over others, and they know they have power over everyone who's not a cop. And so they will, no matter what their color is. And so they will utilize that power.
Sometimes they will utilize
it. Many of them will. And because they know they can get away with it. Just in the same way that someone who joins the military knows they can get away with murdering people, as part of their job. Well, so the police also know that. They know they can get away with stealing. They know they can get away with all manner of criminality, as well as, you know, violence and murder, rape in a lot of cases. And, you know, it just, you know, here in New Hampshire, there were the stories about the police chiefs who were targeting college girls, one guy taking college girls into the police basement and threatening them if they did not get naked and allow him to take naked photos of them. So there's corruption all over the place, and it just has to do with power. It's how human beings respond to power.
I want to make that 100% clear. This isn't about how police respond. This is how human beings, when they have power, can respond. And we should be watching the watchers. That's what I think we should be doing.
And you can join us here and share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. We got to play this audio of the college student just freaking out over this administrator. We'll get to it here and coming up in hour number two of Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable